Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Brooke Foy. And Brooke, it's time for another downtown gallery crawl.
Good morning. We're excited.
I'm always excited, and I know you are too. Tell me a little bit about first, before we get going. You just told me there's an anniversary. Whose anniversary? What's going on?
It is our anniversary. It's the Downtown Arts Alliance 10-year anniversary and the crawl's 10-year anniversary.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of art and a lot of strolling around downtown. Tell me about what's coming up? Any special stuff for the 10th anniversary?
Well, we're trying each crawl to bring a little bit of something special. We've got some memorabilia that we're selling, t-shirts, things like that, just to help everybody understand. We've been doing this for 10 years. We're very excited about it. We've got lots more food trucks than normal. We've got music. You know, we're just sort of pumping up this year to make it a little bit better than usual.
All right, let's talk about the galleries. That's the cool part. Let's start outside. The outside gallery, which is the side of a building out by a railroad track. Tell me where the outside gallery is.
Some people find it a little hard to find. It's just on the other side of the downtown gallery, which is ran by Ricky Sykes, right there in the middle of all of them. But you have to go around the corner and look for it, and it's going to be a fun show by Zach Hannibal.
And what's Zach going to be doing?
He does a lot with pop culture type imagery, very cartooned. It should be very exciting for taking pictures with, things like that.
All right. So I always do snap a picture there at the outside gallery, and then I watch out for the trains because they're close by too. Moving on over the downtown gallery, Ricky Sykes, what's happening there?
He runs that one, and Ricky's a recent graduate from Louisiana Tech, or he's about to graduate. He's bringing in Tom Richards from Houma, Louisiana. And from what I hear, these works should be very interesting. I saw some information about childhood toys, very playful imagery, so it should be bright and fun.
All right. That is at the Downtown Gallery. Let's move around a little bit on Art Alley, The Big Room.
Mm-hmm. We can probably pair up Big Room and Upstairs Gallery, the two together. They are upstairs. You have to go up that teeny tiny scary staircase. But the works in here are really amazing. In the Big Room, they're doing open studio. And that's going to be where a lot of the artists are doing works in progress. So the artists that are residents in the space are going to be out in the room doing some works. And on the other side of the room is called Full Tilt, which is going to be paintings, photos, mixed media, just a ton of work by some of those same artists.
Okay, so that's all kind of ganged up together in that little corner of Art Alley.
Yep.
Walking across the street now to the old palace, the Palace Gallery. Is a neat space. What's happening over there?
It's a really wonderful space. They're bringing in an artist who's been making art here for decades, a recent retired from ULM, Mr. Gary Ratcliffe. He's going to be throwing pottery, and you're going to see some really cool things by him.
He always does some neat stuff.
He does.
I don't know how the guy does that. I've watched him make pots, and nothing I could make would turn out like that, I don't think. Continuing over to the Sugar Gallery. Now, first, where's the Sugar Gallery? Get me straight
on
that.
Sugar Gallery is right next to the Downtown Gallery, right next to Ricky Sykes. It's got the big red door.
Okay.
It's on the bottom floor.
Big red door on the bottom. All right.
That's right. And they brought in a new artist for their space as well. They're going to have an collection of things, jewelry and paintings and drawings and things like that.
The next gallery requires you to do a little traveling.
It does.
Or perhaps you can start there and then make your way over to Monroe. It's in West Monroe, and the downtown gallery crawl includes a lot of galleries over there along the Trenton Street area. So let's talk about this one. What's going on at Rumo's?
Yeah, this one's Rumo's Gallery, and Austin Bantel's been curating that space, and he's bringing an artist in from Tech. And her name is Shelley Neely, and her works are supposed to be pretty eclectic, mixed media, lots of really fun things going on. That space is going to be a really fun space to go over to. They're supposed to also have music down in Antique Alley. I also hear that some of the shops are going to stay open in Antique Alley, so that'll make it a really fun experience. You don't have to walk across the bridge. You can hop on one of our art crawlers, which is our golf carts as well.
Yeah, those are
not a go-kart. I almost said go-kart.
No, go-karts would be really cool. If you could talk to somebody about go-karts, that would be great. Golf carts are fun, too, though, and they take you back and forth, and you don't have to worry about anything. All right, Let's talk about the one you like, the Garrett House. Why do you like the Garrett House?
The Garrett House is the facility that I coordinate. It's my gallery. This year, we're super pumped. This is our second annual. We do a Go Local show every year. And Go Local is all about our local artists. We bring in everyone that we can think of from here that makes art. And we partner with a local nonprofit. This year, we're partnering with Families Helping Families. All the artists donate a work or a percentage of their work that they sell to that nonprofit. In the lawn, we're going to have a live painting. We're going to have food trucks outside. It's going to be a fun event.
Okay, so that is at the Garrett House. Arinder, where's the Arinder studio and gallery?
So we have to go back to Art Alley for Arinder's studio, and his is actually the oldest space, according to my knowledge, that has been going by the same person. So Brad's been coordinating that space for a while. Kelsey helps as well, who's our president. This show is going to be really great. It has local artist, professor here at ULM, Cliff Trezner, is going to be showing some of his new works, which are beautiful paintings that are mixed media and very, very fun works.
All right, that is going on at Arinder. And talk to me about the other stuff that always happens at a crawl. There's always music and food and other things. What's going on?
Yeah, live music, food trucks, opportunities to meet some little people at pop-up stations. We have a pop-up artist going to sell some wooden bowls. You'd never know what you're going to run into.
All right, that is Brooke Foy. Brooke, the Downtown Gallery Crawl, 10th anniversary. When's it coming up?
It'll be Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., October the 5th. Come see us.
All right, that is Brooke Foy. To find out more information about the Downtown Gallery Crawl, you can visit downtowngallerycrawl.com. You can also look for their Facebook page. And if you can't remember all that, you can visit kedm.org.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
Get the latest information on drug disasters or therapeutic advances.
Our lines are open for your questions about prescription drugs, nutritional supplements, herbs, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday at 3 here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest later on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Listener supported public radio.